Okay, hello everyone. Celine. Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, I started this podcast off while falling asleep and I'm still tired.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not a good start.
No, not
I think people can hear. Okay, this is the Tyrington Training Podcast. I'm Kevin Ryan. You're my fiance.
Celine.
Yeah, this is all the only part you'll be
involved in.
I'm very tired. Yeah, I'm so tired. So yes, I'm doing these again.
Yes.
You might have helped me, because I'm very bad at intros.
I don't know that I'm any better.
But I think what I'm going to do instead is, like, this is vamping? Vamp is the word I use. Why do you look at me? Someone else looked at me like that once.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, vamping is delaying. You know what I mean? If we were on stage, right, and then you had a heart attack, right? No, it's fine. You're fine afterwards. But if you then weren't able to come on stage for the routine you normally do, and they have to wait 5 minutes to wake you up or something. I don't know how they work, right?
Yeah.
But I would vamp then. I'd start telling little jokes.
Okay, okay.
So this is what this is, right? Because
yes.
I don't have an intro.
No.
What do you mean, no?
You don't have an intro. I'm agreeing with
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Sorry. No, so I figured a little chat here, right?
Yes.
So, okay, people who haven't listened before, I'm usually going to take over from this after a little jingle. And it's going to be me and a guest. And the guest will be answering questions about how they would rule their own country.
Yes.
Done. That explains it, right? Yeah, they don't need any more.
No.
Yeah, you know, that's all the context you need.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And one thing, I'll give you a little bit of info on this. I'm going back to my old jingle. Because I can't find the other ones. So, I don't know what happened to them.
You didn't have the name.
The name? What do you mean?
Of the jingle?
No, it's generic. No, I don't know what. No, this one is called fucking Winter Sunshine or something. I don't know what it is.
I do like this one.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing with the jingle there? What is it? That's the one. Yeah. That's the one. Okay, so we're doing that, right?
Yes.
Hopefully, this microphone is picking up everything. This is the new one.
Yes.
Did you? No, I bought it. Yeah. I bought it when the shop was closing up. So that's great. And also, yes, first guest. Right.
Yes.
Is a comedian.
Yeah.
From Chicago.
Yeah.
You wanted to go to Chicago once.
I did want to go once because Fall Out Boy are from there.
Is that why?
Yeah.
When we started going out, you were like, "I want to go to Chicago."
Yeah.
And then I said, "Okay," and we never went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I wanted to go to Chicago because the bear is set there.
Oh yeah! Did you keep watching that without me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you're fucking great. Thanks.
You weren't interested.
I got into it. I did get into it. It was like Broadchurch.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were that into it. I'll watch it again with you.
Yeah, I said I'd wait until now.
So
okay.
Yeah,
see,
okay.
What I figured is, I'm going to do this podcast, as I said, I have a guest on each week, but this will turn into its own little mini podcast where we increasingly argue until we break up. That'll be a nice if people want to follow.
Yeah.
So, the first person up is a comedian from Chicago called Ryan Webb.
Yes.
Right? Very nice. I'll show you a picture later. He's a very pleasant guy, right?
Okay.
And even the voice is very nice,
okay,
right?
Lovely.
Very funny.
Yeah.
I will play you some quotes, right?
Ooh.
And you can get a vibe from.
Yeah.
Okay. So hold on. I'll do that now.
As of right now, we'll say that they're going to come willingly. No, it would be a big robot that looks like the princess. What happens to the people once they enter the strip club and I take their money? They just go to the obstacle course? Because I totally agree with Thanos, right? It's just too many
right.
people in the world. The money's gone. The fun's over. No more obstacle course. Nobody coming for me. I'm not going.
Right. You've heard him. Take the bloody headphones off. You can't even hear me. These are good headphones.
I can hear you.
Oh, can you?
Yeah,
all right.
I can hear you in them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can put them on then. Right. Thoughts on Ryan Webb?
Sounds like a concerning man.
Concerning. He's concerned? He's concerned in parts, but yeah.
He agrees with Thanos.
Yeah, but a lot of people agree with Thanos.
Yeah, but they're concerning.
So you're concerned that they agree with Thanos?
They concern me.
Yeah. They're concernable.
No, they're just concerning people.
Concernable people.
Is concernable a word?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Hold on, we might as well educate as well as...
Oh, there he is.
There he is. Yeah, see?
He does look like a...
Yeah, but that's Photoshop, the third eye. Okay, concernable. Sorry, everyone who's about to listen. They probably shut off. There you go, concernable.
Concerned, having involvement or responsibility.
That doesn't make sense.
No.
Okay, actually, before...
They're not concernable.
before I jingle my way into the thing, how do I do this? So if people want to follow this podcast,
yes,
right, do I have to be on Twitter? X.
Probably.
Twitter, I'm not calling it X, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I have to keep posting. I don't want to do that. Yeah. Okay, I could be on there.
Yes.
That's Tyrant in Training Podcast.
Yes.
You would find this on Spotify, yeah, but wherever
you find your podcast.
There you go.
Yes.
See, this is why you're helpful. And I'm on Instagram. That's, jeez. We have cats running around, yeah.
You are on Instagram.
Kev Ryan Person.
Yes.
I'm at Kev Ryan Person.
Yeah.
I'm not making that separate.
Might have to.
No. I don't have to.
Okay.
Just talk to me there before. And I'm on Blue Sky and Treads.
Yes.
They're the same Kev Ryan Person.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know someone thought, and this is from the side point, someone thought my last name was Person. Don't hit the microphone.
Sorry.
Someone thought my last name was Person.
Ah, because Kev. Ryan.
Ryan is so common in Ireland that there's a Ryan something. So they thought I was a Ryan Person.
So an Irish person thought you were a Ryan Person.
I imagine they were Irish, yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember who.
Yeah. Well, they'd have to be Irish because nobody knows the whole Ryan.
Yeah, it's something. A secret.
No, but like I never knew it until you told me.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
I am Irish.
Yeah, you are. So someone actually thought I was Kev Ryan Person.
Ah.
Anyway. Yes, oh, and I will say to mention, because it's not about me, this fucking. Ryan Webb is in. I think it's the Laugh Factory or something. He's over in LA, I think, around
very
now.
Oh, cool. Yes.
Yeah, he says it at the end of the podcast, so I'm trying to find out.
Good.
And he's on Instagram and everything else.
Yes.
So, yeah, okay. Jingle.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah,
do,
it's
do,
in, it'll do, do, do that.
I actually really enjoy making the laugh. You know, it's like a. People say it's a high, it's a, you know, like a rush, like, oh, look at me. Like, it's totally selfish, you know, like,
yeah.
Any comic who's pretending like they're not self-centered is lying to you. Because it's just you and the microphone, and everyone's there for you, in that moment at least. But whatever, we're doing it. I'm up there.
Yeah. I fully believe you're...
I have no problem saying I'm an asshole.
I fully believe you're selfish, which kind of makes you... perfect to rule a country. Have you ever thought about what you do as rule a country if you're a tyrant?
Yeah, I have. I would keep everything the same here, except I would lower the prices of everything by $2, and I would incorporate some type of like a Squid Game or Hunger Game or some type of form of entertainment where people die.
So you keep everything the same.
That's what I would.
So you would not, there'd be no
difference.
Yeah,
everything
would
be the same, but I would just add that form of entertainment, because everyone wants to, because I totally agree with Thanos, right? It's just too many people in the world, but you can't go around killing people. That's not right. So what you got to do, since everyone wants to be a star, you just make a show and let them sign up for it, and you know, like American, like Ninja Warrior, but like with no nets.
So would you do the same ratio where it's like 100 of you can sign up and then one of you live and you'll be great? And
well, I mean, if you live, you know, I'd say you get some type of a prize. I don't think it would be worth it. I mean, you're not gonna live. I'm just like, I'm making this so it'd be like the Olympics. So it'd be like every couple of years everyone gets together and run this obstacle course that is impossible to get through, but everything else would be fine. Yeah.
Do you know what the only thing with that, my concern, right? And on this podcast, I'm basically just an advisor, but I go along with everything you say, right? Because I want to live. If you have, we'll say 100 people, just for example, that if one of them wins, like, they're going to be the annoying celebrity who's for the rest of their life living off that one. Do you know what I mean? That they're just selling out, and they're just like, they're on Dancing with the Stars or Dancing with on Ice, and you're like, God, I hate their politics. But they won one survival competition once, and they've just parlayed that into a career. Yeah, would you accept that?
I guess
or?
That's a good point. That's just part of the game. I guess they've earned that right. They've earned the right to do that, you know.
Okay, that's fair. Have you any idea where, it's usually a new island. We build up a new island for you, so you're not taking over any country. So, like, do you have any idea where you would place your new island?
Somewhere really hot, like right on the equator. That way, like in the off season, people would still die
from heat.
Yeah, so we're just trying. The whole point of my island is, you know how Australia was like initially a prison island,
Okay.
something like that, but for like people who want to be famous and crazy shit, it'd be like Arkham City.
So your island is going to be Arkham City slash
That's right.
Australia for famous people.
For people who just the
There.
worst people, you know. Oh
Just,
shit, a map. Holy
yeah, I have
shit.
a map up and
Okay.
all, so just give an idea. Okay, so what? The equator's around like Algeria, Libya, that line?
Yeah, so like are there any like unknown islands like maybe right here
Oh,
in the Atlantic that
we'll
no one
build you
knows
one.
about? Because that'd be perfect.
Right dead
Just drop them
center.
off.
We'll build you an island. There'll be no problem with that. We'll sort that out.
Okay, well, if there's no problem, then yeah, that's the perfect place.
So between the Caribbean and Morocco, kind of there.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, fair
That's
enough.
perfect.
And like we'll say, I usually just give a round number, say 10 million people come to the island, and they'll all come willingly, unless you don't want them to. They'll all show up.
As of right now, we'll say that they're gonna come willingly because I gotta get the votes first, right? I'm not gonna No, we're gonna be kidnapping people and take them to the island. That's not gonna get me in office.
No,
That's
no, okay.
I know how this game is played.
That's the thing is, though, is I guess you're the type, like, you choose how the what the game is. I like how you're deciding. No, they need to be with.
Exactly. That's how it's played. Exactly. You
Okay.
get it too. You get
Okay.
it.
Okay. So we're going to say at least that they're willingly coming. They're
Right,
not happy
correct.
people. Okay.
I
So there's
mean,
10
I
million.
think that if the show is good enough, then people would do it. Like I don't think that if the prize is high enough and it's interesting enough, like people will come for season two, they'll be happy that they're family fucking gets their head sawed off on the game show. Like people are really twisted, and I think about there's 10 Saw movies. It's ridiculous.
That's true. That's true. And they probably have a gap in between them of like the Olympics, like 4 years. So wait, there's 10 million people showing up. I don't know. I forget how many we said would be on the show, but so you're gonna have 10 million people.
Viewers? 10 million viewers easily.
Oh, but people on the show. Oh, so can you only watch the show while you're on your island?
I don't know, because no, we're gonna broadcast nationwide. I mean, worldwide. A worldwide broadcast would be
What streaming platform would you have it on? That's a totally pointless question.
was gonna say maybe with Elon in charge, we might be able to
Oh,
get it
on
on
fucking on
Twitter.
Twitter. Oh God, that's such a
No one
depressing
else is
lineup.
going for it.
Watch Tucker Carlson. Then what's the name of the show actually? Live,
Oh
laugh,
man,
love.
I haven't thought that far, but I'm really spitballing these ideas right
Oh, they're all
now.
tracking. They're all
Like, what's the name
they're.
of it? Oh man, okay. The Super Suicide Brothers. You can't call it
The Super
that,
Suicide Brothers. Are you thinking this the same as me? That's definitely a Mario and Luigi like spin-off.
right?
Like there
Oh
is
no, for sure,
definitely
definitely.
Mario and Luigi. For God's
Yeah.
sake. It's a
Okay,
me,
wait, now,
Kamikaze.
okay. So the
Yeah.
whole obstacle course is gonna be Mario theme. So my whole island, okay, I've changed
Oh.
my mind completely.
Okay.
This is
Okay.
what we're doing now.
Yeah.
My country is just like Mario World, and that's what it is now. Goombas,
Okay, so you're going full
Koopas, dinosaurs, the whole, that's
the
what my
green pipes that
country
they can jump down.
is. Yeah, who knows where the pipes go? It still has the same effect. People are going to jump in and never be seen again.
Straight into the center of the universe, or of the world,
Right.
not the universe. Have you any idea what you'd call the island? It's not called Super
No,
Suicide World,
not
is
at
it?
all. I
What was
wouldn't
it?
put that much, like Monkey Foot Island or,
Monkey Foot Island, just to make it shaped like a monkey foot.
It doesn't even have to be shaped like a monkey foot. That'll really add mystique. They're
Oh,
like,
so
why
you're
is it
just gonna
called that?
call
And they're
it?
like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, nobody's allowed to ask. There'll be a whole
Yeah,
mystique about it.
don't
Yeah,
right. Don't ask it. Yeah.
straight into the green pipes. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm writing down Monkey Foot Island. I don't have a jotter.
Yeah, it's
Sorry,
like the
but
Denver airport. Don't ask questions.
yes. Have you? Where's my questions that I have? So we have Monkey Foot Island that's in the middle of the Atlantic. What's your? Do you have any idea what you'd call yourself? What's your official title, or what should people? Oh, webmaster. I'm
Oh,
sorry,
I like
but
that.
yeah.
Yeah.
You had one?
We don't. Yeah, it'll be nice to take the word master back after all these years. So I'm totally down for that. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, are you going for webmaster then? Are we putting down?
Oh yeah, no, that's written in stone now.
What so webmaster of Monkeyfoot Island. What happens?
Monkeyfoot Island.
What happens? Oh, and also creative director of Super Suicide Bros. Smash a TV show.
There's got to be somebody to polish the turtle shells.
Is that like your? That could be your slogan for the island too.
Get your shells polished here on Monkeyfoot Island. Everyone thinks it's a vacation, and then I make them run this horrible obstacle course. That's some real evil shit.
That's and you didn't have to take it that way. I'll just point that out. This I know this is called talent and training. You could be good.
Yeah, I know. No problem. I could. Well, I spend a lot of time alone, so this is the first conversation I've had with someone who's not my mom or girl. So I think I'm just down to running wild with.
That's just a good signal for the fact that you're going to be in charge of the whole island.
Now, do I have to be in charge of the island, or can I just design it? And
that's what I was going to ask. You see, could you, if you had the choice, then for the whole running and everyday boring stuff, would you just select a council of, I'll just say 10 people to run the island, or would you say to the people, okay, you can have elections and vote, but you can vote for like a senate of 100 people, you're ultimately still in charge, but you know, they can do all the, they can enact as long as you have the footing.
That's probably best, because the power would immediately otherwise.
What if, so you're going to let people vote, give them a bit of a voting power. Now what if they elect 100 clones of, I'm just naming whoever. Are you happy with that though? Just in general, like there's no issue. 100 Elon Musks get voted into the Senate.
If that's what the people want, I haven't been happy with I don't think I've been happy with a president in my lifetime over here. So, I mean, people keep voting for him. So, you know, whatever.
And you can, so you're happy with the 100 of them in a Senate building. But like, again, you have ultimate say. So if they try to enact anything, like get rid of the TV show, you can be like, no.
Oh, yeah, no, I tell them to get off my island.
Oh, so you'll punt them out. You're punting them out.
Yeah, get off my island.
Where are they going? Where are you sending them?
Wherever they want. I don't care. Just
so
don't.
You'll give them a first class ticket to wherever they want.
Or they could run the obstacle course. They have the choice. what do you want to do?
Do you remember the Dark Knight Rises?
You have until the morning. Get your family and get the fuck out of here.
What was his
Somebody's
name?
Running the obstacle course.
Scarecrow was like, you can either go into exile or death. And they're like, exile. And it was just, that's basically right. What you're doing. Same deal. You're Scarecrow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
all right, I can deal with that.
Okay with that.
So you can vote them in, but one wrong move and they're deported or on the obstacle.
Sure. And I would like to reiterate that the majority of this is just jokes. I don't want people to hear this and see me on the street and be like, this fucking guys.
Don't worry. I will take these all out of context. This is going to be chopped up.
Yeah, I know. I've been thinking about that. I'm just, that's not what I said.
What is the Laugh Factory's handle on Instagram? I just want to.
You have a very trusting face.
I will point out.
Talk to you. That's the thing. It's the glasses. I'm like, tell this guy anything.
I did take them off. I'm like, oh my god, it's Chris Hansen.
Right. Oh, shit.
Will point out, because this is obviously a podcast, that some would say these horrible things Ryan has said. He has not stopped smiling throughout them all, in a very kind eyes, very lovely, which is nice.
I know how to play the game. You can't.
Have you ever thought about doing a gig in Ireland? I might want to come and see, like, can I detect the horrible thing?
Well, it would be fun. I don't know. I was watching the news. Maybe I'll wait a little bit till the calm down over there. You know, it's funny. My aunt took one of those 23andMe tests or whatever brand she took, and I just found out this year that I am 3% Irish. So I would definitely come to Ireland and do a show. I'm one of you guys.
This is where now you have to find out where that person was from and the second name, because if you then come to Ireland and you know, we'll say it's a Murphy from Cork, ask maybe 4 or 5 people, especially if they're mothers, and they will find out exactly who you are. They will know who, what Murphy it is, where they were from, whether they were a bit of a bollocks or not. They'll be, yeah, that's how you do it.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, man. I've seen the, you know, movies and documentaries and all kinds of things. Like, it looks like such a beautiful, beautiful country over there. I would love to check it out.
Fair enough. Do you know what you were saying, the recent Irish stuff? It was funny because I'd seen someone, and you know, like all online, where they were saying, oh, Ireland's ready. Oh, what was it? It was some news organization that posted that, like, people were saying that Ireland's ready for a civil war, blah, 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 blah. And then I was just thinking,
what they're saying.
Honestly, we don't have time for it. Don't have time for a civil war. I'm too busy. I'm starting this again. I can't commit to that. I can do it for an hour, maybe.
You know, that's how I feel. It's exactly over here. It's the exact same thing. Like, we'll do the shit for a couple of days. We might riot for, you know, a week. But, yeah, people have to get back to work eventually.
It's the maddest thing, because I remember we watched a couple of years ago. Do you remember that show called Lovecraft Country?
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch that? Yeah.
I did.
It was really good. I remember, was it like the pilot or the second episode where they have to travel and they're going through these really racist parts of America or whatever. Yeah. And like,
yeah, I think it's both the first and second episode.
Something like that. And it was really cool. Like, it was really well done. And you were really tense. You were like, oh my God, get out of there. But like, especially for me and my fiance, like, we didn't know about a lot of that. So like, what do they call them? The sundown law or something like that? Where like, anyone who's back
in sundown towns.
Yeah. Like, we never heard of that. So like, seeing it, we were like, oh, and then you read it and you're like, oh, that's actually true. That is.
So my grandfather, he's passed away, but when I was younger, we were in Mississippi in like the most, like, I Google Earth this place and I was like, holy shit, why were we here? Like, there's nothing here. But he had like, we own land. And so we're down there, he's showing us, and he takes us to this restaurant, and it's like in the, it looked just like Lovecraft, right? Yeah. Like, so it's like this little restaurant, and it's like all these cars. We walk in, and it's just like a movie because it's nothing but white people. In my mind, the music stopped. Everyone turned and looked at us. And then there's one, the only black person in there was the busboy. And he comes up to our table, and I'll never forget, he says, y'all ain't from around here, are you? And we're like, why did you bring us here? Have you ever eaten in here before? He's like, no.
Like, oh, no, I wouldn't come in here.
You're trying to get rid of us? Is that what this is?
Like,
I but yes, unfortunately, it is still super racist here at times. But I do want to say that it's not like the media would have you think. Like, we're not like fighting each other in the streets. Like, I have tons of white friends. My best friend is a Caucasian guy. You know, it's not that serious. Just, like, I get along with people that aren't, I don't much care about your race or gender or any of that crap.
Why couldn't, I couldn't get, when we were watching that show, and then they go into the, yeah, the diner, and then they're like, oh, you're not from around here. And then they walk out and they notice the, like, racist over in the truck looking at them. And then they're like, oh, we get it out of here. And then, like, they drove off. And then they know, you know, they knew to notice the car following them and stuff. And like, we were sitting there going, how do they do that? Like, okay, imagine, I was sitting there thinking, imagine me sitting down outside a shop having an ice cream. And then someone goes, hey, Kev. I'm like, well, what's up? And they go, there's a black family after leaving a diner. And I'm like, okay, come on, let's chase them.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. I have a spare 6 hours to go. Yeah. They traveled like 100 miles after these people. And I was like, I nearly broke up with Celine because her house was 3 hours away. I'm not chasing people I don't even know, let alone people I don't like that far. That'd be madness. Yeah, don't get it.
That is what it is. It's madness. There's no other word for it. It is absolute insanity.
It turns out there are people
in the world who hate the races that much without any reason.
Like, and they have free time. they have free time to enjoy.
It is so easy to find time. I have been, like, I've spent the last 4 days playing video games. There's anything that I could be doing with that time, and I'm sitting in front of the TV. So if I decided one day, you know what, I hate black people, and I get up and go outside, like, like, it's ridiculous how much free time there is in the world.
But I just love if they were more productive, like if they were, I don't know, repainting their house. And then they were like, what are you doing that for? I hate, I'm racist. Just painting their house furiously. I want a clean house. That'd be great. God,
those would be the best people ever. Yeah.
Like, yeah, just cut the grass. Yeah, I'm not going to let anyone look at this grass and not think it's good. But anyway, what I was going to ask, all your 10 million people that are on this island.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're talking about. You kind of paint them as people who may not be the happiest.
I think that, well, yeah, I mean, if you see, I think you hear a lot of like people want to leave here, yeah. You know, like the U.S. people like always complaining, like Whoopi Goldberg and shit. And it's like, you're on TV right now. Shut the fuck up. You're doing just fine. Like, what are you complaining about?
Yeah.
So people like that, send them to the island and let them run the obstacle course. They don't really care if they're happy or not. Just stop being a bother.
No, so you're promoting to other countries, hey, send your ungrateful people over.
Send your Kardashians, your fucking Flavor Flav, send your sexy reds and all that shit. Yeah, let's do it, man. Ice Spice, get them out of here. Let's send them. There's so many people who just don't know how to, you know, like they just, like my son. I don't want to send my son to the island, but, you know, my son just, he doesn't grasp reality. Like, this is real life. What the fuck are you doing?
So you don't want to send him there, but you just want
to. But I would like to threaten him with I don't want to send him, but I want to say, hey, you know, do you want to go to the island? Okay. Get your shit together.
But in this case, you're going, do you want to come to the island, or do you want to go to the island? Because I actually have to go there. I'm working, but you're coming with me if you're not careful.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, bring your kids to work day. Yeah. Just to see.
You're coming with me if you don't stop.
It looks like Mario, and then someone falls to their death, and he's like, oh, shit.
A lot of kids might be tempted.
Real.
A lot of kids might be tempted to go to the Mario Land.
I think you have to be 21. You got to be 21 and up to get to that.
Fair enough. Is there any age limit up the other end? Yeah. Like if you're 95, can you go?
Oh, no. No, hell no. Bring your 95-year-old ass. If you say that's my favorite. I love watching Ninja Warrior. Every once in a while, some old person will think they can do it, and they can't. And that's hilarious to me.
So
like, why did you think you can run an obstacle course? You were in a, you know, this is Harold. He was in Vietnam. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, like, where they're what? Like, I want to show that, you know, an older person can do it just as well. And you're like, that's really admirable. Completely veiled compared. Yeah. Nothing wrong with them.
I mean, you know, good for them for trying.
But did, if you're going to have all these people who may be a little bit unhappy and ungrateful in general, what type of house are you going to live in on the island? Or I guess where on the island?
What type of house am I going to live in on
the
island?
What are
we or just
do?
The people in general, because the way no, I look
you.
At it, no, I don't know, nothing huge, just like a regular little house somewhere with a gate, because people are going to be pissed at me for having this island, so it's got to be gated. I guess I'm going to need a small military. Maybe I am a dictator.
So you want a small military, you don't want it in the city, you want it outside.
Because as soon as somebody runs the obstacle course and falls to their death or gets their head smashed open, they're going to have family that's going to be upset about
do
it.
Do you want... Did you ever watch Takeshi's Castle?
To watch what?
Takeshi's Castle.
Takeshi's Castle? I did not.
I think it was very popular in England. Like, it's a... I want to say it's a Japanese show that then they had... I forget the guy's name, but he narrated it then. But it was just... It was an obstacle course sort of thing. Kind of like Wipeout. Total Wipeout or something.
But, oh, yeah. Yeah, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
So you want Takeshi's Castle. Like, you want that castle to be the center of the obstacle course.
Why not?
With a small army around you.
Yeah.
Oh.
And do other people have more normal, thought-out answers? Because I totally am winging it. You gave me enough time to think about this, and I did not.
Surprisingly, like, not. It's a bit odd. And there's been people who are like writers. There's people I know who genuinely would not harm a so lovely. Do you know what I mean? They are the nicest. And then as soon as you say, would you let people vote? They'd go, no, they're not even allowed to read. And you're like, oh, okay then. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can both read and vote on my island. There's going to be Starbucks and fucking Barnes & Noble and all that shit. That's
When you're not doing
the obstacle course when I tell you to.
Is the healthcare free?
Oh.
You have hospitals, right?
Yeah. Okay. I feel like that's the least I can do, right? Yeah, healthcare is going to be free, especially because, you know, you got to be strong to run the hospital. How are we going to do it?
You wouldn't have a season where it's all people with like bad limps and stuff where they're just like injured. They're like, I'm dragging along my leg. That might be a fun changeup.
These are all the winners from previous runs, and they're all like don't have arms and shit.
Yeah, you could do it. You could have like ask the audience where we'll break a limb on the previous winner, whichever limb you want, and then see how they do after that.
That's really dark. I don't.
Hey, this is your podcast. This is your name is on this. I can cut my voice out of it. Actually, I don't know
where I draw the line. No, that's where I draw the line. No audience participation. Once the audience starts like throwing shit and like, yeah, that's when it gets really like Mad Max to me. Like,
so you want to cage the audience? Oh, there's no live audience. It's all on TV.
Oh, there's a live audience.
Oh.
That's gotta be.
Yeah. What, they're following him like golf?
It's like a sporting event. There's gotta be people watching.
Are people allowed to play any other sport on this island, or is it just the? It's a horrible super suicide.
I think you're more
pros.
Concerned. I don't think you have time for other sports on the island. You're
trying to train to survive your life.
Because what type of an idiot would you be like, I'm learning to play soccer? And they're like, you don't see this fucking obstacle course that we got? What the fuck are you playing soccer for?
Do you know how you ask, do other people have this mad kind of line of questions, right? They do. Or answer the questions. They do. However, and I haven't done this podcast in a while, but I have about 20 questions, right? About 20 questions that I just go through and say, like, whatever. I can't remember the last time I've went, okay, I've forgotten so many questions. I just want to ask new questions. like, so what's one of the game? What's one of the rounds? There has to be one round here. Like, we need to sort out.
I'm just picturing, I just, for some reason, I see a lot of saw blades and I see a lot of long drops. So that's really, you know, I'm not an architect.
So big slides and saw blades coming in and out of them.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But you can't pull that, oh, that's too far, after mentioning saw blades and 100-foot drops.
And a robot. There's got to be a robot.
Oh, a mascot.
The turret.
Could you have,
I don't know.
If, because that's the other thing that I was getting a bit weird, I was confused by. If it's called Super Suicide Bros, bros would surely mean more than two brothers or whatever. Do you have two robot Mario and Luigi, but maybe like differentiate them enough so you're not super?
I think that I would just have the Nintendo board run the obstacle course if I had any problems. I'd say, hey, you guys, come down, we'll talk about it. And then in the obstacle course, you fucking go. That's how I would handle that. But no, I think it would be a big robot that looks like the princess, because the Squid Games chick, but it's the princess from Mario.
Princess Peach.
Instead.
Is that her name? Princess yes. Peach? Yeah.
Princess
okay,
Peach,
okay.
Yes.
How homely. Oh, yeah,
Jack Black made sure that I remembered her name for the rest of my life.
I just remember that there's no kids. There's only 21 and up on this island. Okay. I'll ask you a question. What unusual list is your country top of in the world? So, you know, instead of just being like the best healthcare ever or best education is probably somewhere in Scandinavia. What's an unusual list that Monkeyfoot Island is on top of?
Most strip clubs. There's the most strip clubs in the entire world.
So there's a Starbucks hospital and strip club on every corner. It's what you've guaranteed.
That's right.
Beautiful. Yeah. I'm going to get into Donald Trump. Beautiful strip clubs.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and I think my island also takes place in the future, like real cyberpunk.
So you've time traveled to get to this place.
I don't know. I guess.
You're the second person
like
who's.
I want the city to look like Blade Runner.
Go with Blade Runner. Yeah. You will be the second person who's introduced time travel. So you can say if you'd prefer to just go into the future off of it.
Well, that changes everything.
Yeah.
And you have to time travel to the island.
What year do you think you'd go for?
Huh?
What year do you think you'd travel to?
I don't know. 2086. 2086. That's as far as you can go.
I appreciate it. It's like, who gives a f-? Like, I'm just making up stuff.
That was a very specific question. Like, you said it as if you were going to, like, invest in this time machine. Like, what year does it go to exactly?
Wait till I start asking what month. I was just looking if I Googled what would happen in 2086, and there is actually, like, articles about technology predictions. I'm not reading. But yeah, apparently. See, it wasn't a weird question. I have bad news for your webmaster.
Someone's done it already.
Korea. This has happened already.
Did I describe North Korea? Yeah. Or
webmaster Kim Jong-un? Is that what?
Correct. Yeah. Exactly.
By the way, what would you be wearing as your official, like, attire?
Sweats.
Keep it just casual, chill, man. Just casual.
Oh yeah, no. I'm super chill.
Yeah.
Oh,
is anyone else allowed?
Sweater fool you, man. I got a t-shirt on under.
Anyone else allowed to wear the same sort of thing, or is it like, hey, that's you know what I mean? Like, I can't go around.
Again,
like...
I'm not a dictator. Wear what you want. Maybe there'll be uniforms for the show. Like, you know, like if you play football, you don't have to wear your uniform to the grocery store. You just got to wear it on the field, you know. So
what would these uniforms be? Would these uniforms be, like, practical for them? Or would...
Like shorts, I guess. Shorts and tank tops, like you're running a marathon, you know.
Yeah, cheesy breezy.
But maybe my picture on them, just to remind everyone who's footing the
big smiley face. Or are you, like, looking serious, angry, threatening?
That's right. Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I do have bad news for you. Bad news about running an island.
What is that?
It is that at some point in time, a scandal will come out about you that people aren't going to be happy with. And I don't know how this works, but for some reason you get to pick what scandal. So what scandal involving you would people find out about? And I'm assuming you're going to make this up. This is a judgment-free place.
I am going to make it up. Absolutely.
It does not have to be.
Let me reiterate. This scandal is completely made up.
I am wanted for several murders.
It would be something like I would be like, maybe like, I think the scandal would be that there is no island and that it's all made up, and people are going to be like, how is that possible? Fucking A, man.
So what is it? Wait, what?
That's it. That's the scandal. There was no island. I made it up. I took people's money, but there's no island.
But where are we then?
There is no time travel. I don't know. That's not up to me to figure out. You got to take me to court if you want to find out the judge.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, this is fucking weird. That's the... Okay, so let me figure this out.
You asked me to be on your show, though.
Buddy. That's just fucking... That's surely
I know,
not...
a twist, right?
That's not one yes twist. And. That's like... No, and figure out. Okay, well, your advisors say to you...
No, okay, a real twist, one that actually makes sense. It would be like... It would be like either a money scandal or some type of a sex scandal. Those are the only two things that people care about. Nothing else is like anything else. People, at least here in the States, anything else, you're like, eh.
I think I know how to marry those two together then, because you said money and sex scandal, and you also mentioned about there is no island, but you want to move that on now. Would it be that there is no strip clubs? They're not strip clubs at all, and you've just been taking money out of people paying to go into a strip club, and it isn't a strip club.
What happens to the people once they enter the strip club and I take their money? They just go to the obstacle course?
If that's your decision.
So terrible. You're like, I'm on this island. I just want to have a good time and see some titties. And now the next thing you know, you're in the obstacle course.
And now you're running
you're
through.
No better than I am. What the fuck are you talking
about? No. I'm just the advisor trying to keep my family alive on this island.
Your idea.
This wasn't my idea. This is, you said you wanted a sex scandal, you wanted money scandal, and you didn't want
I didn't say I wanted to kidnap people in the strip club. I feel like the strip club should be a safe.
I
strip
would
club
have
is a one safe place on the island that you don't have to worry about anything happening to.
So that's like base. You can't get. I was gonna say you can't get touched, but I meant like tag. I don't mean. I didn't mean it in that way. But okay then.
I think my sex scandal would be more personal. It'd be like the people find out that I have like a 400-pound mistress or something like that. Like, something more along those lines.
400 pounds? Wait a minute.
Like, he's got a family, but he also has this mistress, but she's also 400 pounds.
I think I got it. Yes, I think I got it. So one of the things is that your advisors say, look, people aren't happy about the scandal. We think you should go on to the highest rated nightly news program, kind of like Frost Nixon, you know, sit down as the webmaster, speak in front of the most trusting news presenter and explain, you know, try and smooth these things over. So if I was to say, Anderson, I'm going to call that news presenter and say, webmaster, thank you very much Anderson for coming Cooper, along. Yeah. Anderson, thank you very much for coming along. We have to talk about this scandal that's kind of blowing up the airwaves. Airwaves, yeah, whatever. And then people are calling it Mistress Gate. And, you know, you are apparently, you have a family. You keep threatening your son that you'll bring him onto this island. He's just marooned on a little boat just on the coast, threatened with being pushed onto the beach.
A little dinghy, right? On the
a little
coast.
Dinghy just standing there. But you have this mistress, and she's, I don't want to be uncruel, but she's large and in charge. People are fearing that she's in charge as well. Can you explain yourself?
Have you seen my island?
I'm on your island right now. We are on your island.
That's how you handle that. Let's go check out my obstacle course.
Oh, so immediately you're killing.
So I like them. I like them. I like them big, man.
Yes, but Princess Peach has bought a robot and massive. Say,
there's nothing wrong with that. Big girls need love too. But so this she's 400 pounds.
But this is a robotic Princess Peach.
And then I would say, have you met my family? Because they fucking suck. And that's why, that's what I would say. I'm not going to be, I'm not going to let fucking Anderson Cooper make me feel like a bad person on national TV. So I would say my family is a piece of shit, which is why I'm running around with this fat bitch. But we're not actually running anywhere. Because she's 400 pounds, but she knows how to make biscuits. And my wife doesn't know how to make biscuits. So that's why I'm here. And if you have any other questions, come see me on the island. That's what I would say. And I'll get up and I'll storm off. I'd knock over a camera on the way out. Jeez. And I say, bill me. And then that would be the end of that. They never asked me.
Oh, yeah, they cut that off. Yeah. Are you allowing that to go to broadcast? Yeah. Or are we like, no, Nick's that interview. That did not come out well.
Really put it out. Yeah, put it out.
What are they going to do? Not run the obstacle course? Yeah. But that went pretty well. I think people are afraid to voice their opinions on how that interview went. By the way, what sort of mundane everyday thing do you think you would ban on your island?
Driving slow.
Yeah. No, driving
like if
slow.
If you drive too slow, then you go straight to the obstacle course. I hate slow drivers. It makes me so angry.
So they are going straight to the...
I don't know if people drive like dickheads out there, but out here, people drive like they have never heard of somewhere to be.
What about people who don't indicate?
Get the fuck out of the way. Huh?
People who don't indicate.
That too.
Yeah.
Like, how am I supposed to know where you, you know, like that's the whole point.
Oh, people who don't indicate on roundabouts. Yeah. Straight onto the obstacle. You should have them go onto an obstacle course with little indicators on their hips. And if they can start using them, there you go.
Oh, man.
See?
Or just a whole nother, like a racetrack on the course that's kind of its own, like, death race kind of thing. And they, I think the more I think about it, my island is just pure chaos.
And the economy goes up and down.
It's a big prison island with celebrities.
With celebrities.
Because there's got to be celebrities there to like draw the people in. You know?
Oh, what three celebrities
would
you have?
I'm not going to lie to them. They're going to know what it is. Like, this is like extreme island. Like, this is escape from New York. You know, like it's not fun here for the most part. It's pretty. It looks cool, but look at the lights and these, you know, neon buildings. But other than that, it's dangerous.
Yeah, but these are quality Starbucks and strip clubs and hospitals. Like, these are the best you'll get.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, the best Starbucks you'll ever have, yes.
And you have Nintendo running all good PR. Because Nintendo, obviously, are... I don't know why they're doing it, but they are throwing money into that island. Oh,
well, yeah, they don't want to run the obstacle, so they're on the payroll yeah, now.
You've heavily blackmailed them. I don't know how, but for some reason, maybe to try and appease the webmaster, but your people on the island, for some reason, have said they're really happy with you, and they would like to build you something in your honor to celebrate you. You know.
Like a parade or
Can it be anything? They just really want to, like, you know, hey, they could build you a pyramid if you want, but like, any, you know, is there any anything you'd allow them to build for you in your name?
No, I would rather them find like a, you know, like a violinist or something to like play.
So,
you know, I'm good with that. I don't need a statue or anything, just, you know, play me a song and let me go to sleep.
You're tired.
Glad you guys like me. But...
So Paul, your finance guy, comes into your office, so knocking, going, "Hey, webmaster, hello."
So his name is Paul, and my name is Webmaster.
Paul, yeah, hello, like hello there. Just have news here. We actually have a 20 billion surplus in the economy, in the budget this year. Yeah, do you any ideas what we'd spend that 20 billion on? Should we blow it all on something big?
Well, we definitely want to update ours.
Obviously,
that's the star attraction. So we got to keep that running nice. And other than fireworks. That, definitely fireworks and a stimulus package, I guess, would probably.
So wait, stimulus as in more jobs in the carting the dead off the course.
Like a stimulus money, like send out money, like. They do it over here every once in a while when shit hits the fan. They're like, "Hey, here's a check.
There's 400 euro. Enjoy. See you in the obstacle course in 2 weeks." That sort of thing.
Exactly.
Cool. Yeah. Now, Paul is knocking on your door again, though.
Fucking Paul, man. What do you want?
Hey. Oh, Jesus. Sorry.
I'm watching a movie, Paul. Goddamn.
Oh, what movie are you watching?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, sorry.
Well, it's personal. It's private. What do you want?
So, yeah, just checking there. I'm going away on holidays next week. I'm going over to Croatia. Before I go, I just checked the... Croatia's meant to be lovely. Don't give me pull that face. It's meant to be a lovely face. I'm excited.
I know, it just has nothing to do with that. I'm sure it's great. It just was so random to me, but I forget that you're much closer than I am.
Yes.
So I'm like, what the fuck? Right, yeah, it makes more sense for
you. It's only a couple of hours. 8 hours, 9 hours from Monkey Island, Monkey Foot Island, what's it called? Monkey Foot Island.
Right.
So anyway, just before I go, speaking as Paul, I just checked that budget again. It turns out we didn't have 20 billion. And actually, we had minus 200 billion. I just made a mistake there. So we're actually bankrupt.
That
so,
sounds more like it.
Yeah, they were actually bankrupt. The IMF, the International Monetary Fund, is going to come in and just take the island from you. If you don't have any plan to, they just want to know, how are you going to make money? So anyway, I'm going away. I'm going to go on holiday. See ya. Thanks for the paid holiday vacation, webmaster. Bye.
Oh, that's when the fun is over. That's when I give everybody a big glass of Kool-Aid and put a bullet in my brain and say it was fun while it lasted, right? I mean, what are we really doing here? Okay, the money's gone. The fun's over. No more obstacle course. Nobody coming for me. I'm not going to prison over this shit, that's for sure. So,
let me watch my movie and then we'll end it. No, Paul runs back in.
Yeah, fired, Paul. Here's he wants some Kool-Aid.
Paul runs back in. Webmaster, I have an idea. Hear me out. Jesus. Thank God the movie was like The Irishman. It was like 9 hours long, or else this would have been before he got back.
That is a very long movie.
You have this show on Twitter, and let's face it, Twitter's garbage. You're wasting your time on that. Why don't we sell it to fucking anywhere? Netflix, Amazon Prime, Apple Plus, Paramount Plus would only love it right after Picard.
Because will they show something so incredibly violent?
They'll edit out. It'll just be crowd reaction shots just before everyone gets. It'll be fine. They do it with wrestling when people get hit with.
We're back in business. Let me go puke up this Kool-Aid that I just let's get this show on the road.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, so I think they'd be happy.
Rehired, Paul.
He's earned enough. Hey, you give it to Paul instead. You've earned it. Wow, a drink right out of the webmaster's cabinet. This is the greatest day of my life. And my wedding is tomorrow. This is fantastic. Thanks.
Oh, man.
What a great day.
That's what he's going out of town for, his wedding?
Well, no, his daughter has been born, his first child. But he has to go over for that. But the wedding is the day before.
Oh.
So it's a great day.
Have a cigar, Paul.
It makes it go down easier. By the way, just quick, obviously, I don't need to explain why, but there's obviously a coup attempt from the 100 senators that are clones of Elon Musk.
Of course.
They get stopped, don't worry. Don't drink the Kool-Aid again. You're absolutely fine. You're safe. They've all been arrested. What should we do with them? Release them? Talk to them?
I mean, I feel like the obvious answer is the obstacle course.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're going to expect that. For all I know, they've been training.
Oh, these guys are buff Elon Musk's. They have the body of Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, I guess Fight Club.
Oh.
Right?
Just have them fight to the death.
I mean, until enough to ruin their day. You know, I don't have to die, but I want them to think about it.
So
this fight should have ended 20 minutes ago. You know,
really
like,
tire them out. Okay.
Yeah, right.
If they're really fit and in good physical, at their physical peak, even because of the obstacle course, and then you go, aha, you don't have to do the course, you have to just do Fight Club. They could be fighting for hours, like each fight. They'll just keep going. Oh yeah, keep them going. Okay.
Fucking A.
Yeah. Hey. New show.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you're a new show.
Less blades and stuff, you won't have to do as much censorship for the TV shows, TV stations.
There you go.
There you go.
We really are on to something here, Kevin. Where do we start this island?
I have a farm out in Tipperary.
He's like, I don't want any parks.
No. You see, I actually plan on removing
either you help me build this island, or you run the obstacle course, Kev. Those are your options.
No. I was going to say that I do plan on, when I'm editing this, just editing out all my voice. So it's just an hour of you speaking. And it'll be the breakdown of Ryan Webb.
My God. That would be impressive. I would only be kind of mad about that.
Hey.
Like, I'd be mad, but I'd be impressed.
It's my new 10-minute stand-up. It's just real. Just getting the transcript. Getting the transcript and going for it.
Oh, yeah, no. Anything I've said today, yeah, go. Good luck with it on stage.
I think I've cracked it.
It's not going to get you anywhere.
I
actually fear the fans I do have. Fearing this, like I say, what the fuck is with him? He's not usually like this.
No. Actually, I do have two final questions, right? You might be able to pull this around. At some point in the future, the webmaster, I presume you'll want to retire. You'll want to watch more movies, do less governing. Who would you, when you give the announcement that you're retiring, who would you announce as your heir? And it just has to be someone that is actually alive. So you can't say like your great-great-grandson, you know, that.
Samuel L. Jackson. I feel like he would do a great job keeping that kind of a environment.
He'd keep the energy up.
He would.
You announce Samuel L. Jackson. And what do you say to your people when you, how do you announce it? Because a lot of them are going to be upset.
I'd say, I can't believe you guys went along with this. I'm out.
And do you leave?
Peace.
Are you hopping on that dinghy with your son and going, do you know what, son? I think you're right. Let's get out of here and go. Or are you staying on the island?
Oh, I'm getting on my spaceship.
Spaceship. You've built a spaceship.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Are you taking your son? Where are you going? Are you going into space?
Maybe, or maybe we'll just go to Vegas.
It's going to take you about 10 minutes to fly, I imagine, on a spaceship.
Barely. Yeah, barely.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not even, but for sure.
Yeah, quick hop over.
Yeah, we're going to go and play some slots, and I'll just...
You've definitely taken money out of the country.
Vegas, man.
Whatever money.
What do you do after you run a killer island for X amount of years? There's nothing else to do.
And you've taken the money out of the country with you to Vegas, I imagine. I mean, you have to have money going there.
Well, I mean, I took enough, yeah.
Is it enough to both fund you on your Vegas trip of a lifetime and Samuel L. Jackson to run a country, or have you just shafted, get it, Samuel L. Jackson?
No, that was a good one.
Thank you.
No, we're not going to, no, we'd leave them. We'd leave them enough to.
Because, I feel like leaving Samuel L. Jackson high and dry.
Sounds like a bad idea, yeah.
Especially when he has an island that now seemingly is able to build spaceships and 10 million people or less that are used to debt. I didn't feel like you could be
well,
hunted.
I don't know. I guess my concern with that would be I would have to, like, it'd have to be a contract that, like, I could never be put into the obstacle course.
Sign a contract. Contracts can't be broken type of thing. Oh, yeah. I assume if you're...
Like, once you've ran the island, you can't be put into the obstacle course.
Because, oh, is that why Samuel agreed to... I was going to ask, how did you get Samuel to agree to take over? But I suppose he did because you were like, either that or the course.
No, it actually wasn't even... I didn't even have to threaten him. I just asked, like, have you seen how many movies this dude is in? He doesn't say no to shit.
So Danny Trejo was your, like, second option. If Samuel was
Danny
out...
Trejo Danny Trejo would have been option number two.
Straight
yes.
in. Okay, so you... Yeah, you're not on the run, but you're definitely in Vegas with a spaceship and chilling out.
And one of those big drinks they sell on the streets and big cups.
Oh, I still have one to come. I still have a cup. I was in Vegas a couple of years ago. Pretty good. Yes. Oh, Ryan Webb. What social media are you on? Because I found you on Instagram, but do you want to plug anything?
Oh, yeah. It's comedian Ryan Webb on all social medias. I have an Instagram, a TikTok, YouTube, and then you could find me at www.ryanwebcomedy.com. And you could search my album on Spotify called Token Black. Just search Ryan Webb and it should come up.
Cool. I will say as well, if you are leaving the whole tyrant webmaster stuff behind, what would your advice be to people?
Don't end up on the island.
Don't end up here. Or let me go to Vegas. It's like here. You're sitting at a bar in Vegas. Don't end up on that island, man. Even if you're running it, don't end up on that island.
Don't want to be there.
You don't want to be there. Yeah, it's a solemn guy at the end of the bar. What happened to him? Right. He ran a country, or he was on. Okay. I guess I should say goodbye to everyone. Bye, everyone. I haven't figured out an outro. Any good ideas for an outro?
No.
How poetic.
Go fuck yourselves, everyone.
Done. Yeah, that's me done. That's done. That's gonna be the edit.